Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Some of the responses coming in. We've got spots on the phones. We got texts coming in. 248-539-9797. Window closed or bump in the road? How are you feeling about the Lions as the offseason gets underway? Brad Holmes speaks today at 4 o'clock. Guys, I would love someone to address Holmes' draft strategy the last 2 years, drafting majority injury-prone project players. Ryan in a truck. That has to change if they're going to get this thing going again. Guys, the Eagles had a 4-win season between Super Bowls, and Howie's aggressive deadline move has been a ghost. I want to reread that text for people. The Eagles had a 4-win season, which is supposed to be the gotcha point of this text, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Eagles had a 4-win season. What a bunch of losers. Between Super Bowl wins, plural.
I knew that one was going to trigger him, John. Yeah. I knew it.
I know.
And it triggered me kind of, too.
Howie Roseman, what a schmuck. Between Super Bowls, plural, he had a losing season.
John, would you take one?
Would you take one losing season to win Super Bowls? I would.
Yeah.
That's the attempt to dunk on him is so laughable there. You got blocked at the rim, buddy.
You're just sitting there patting yourself on the back.
Lions can roll over their unused cap space. This is Jared and Jackson says it could put them in the middle of the pack for next season if they roll over the $22 million that he is reading about.
Yes, that's a fact. And that's why neither of us are sitting here saying the window is closed.
Shouldn't be.
With the rollover, with the cap that they have, with being able to restructure, because you're not going into this season with Jared Goff taking up, what, $65 million on the cap, and I know that it's in that ballpark.
No, it is. You're spot on. So it's just so people understand, this year Goff counts $32 million.
Yeah,
it more than doubles to $69 million for the upcoming season.
Yeah,
that's untenable if you're going to try to make major moves this offseason. So what they'll likely do, and I'm sure this was the plan all along, is you convert more. And John, you know this better, but you convert more of that
to guaranteed money.
Yes,
it spreads out over the years that are right there already in the contract. You can also add a year.
Avoid year if you need to. But yeah, you're going to guarantee him more money and you're going to kick that money over more seasons, and it will free up their ability to maybe add a center or a tackle or an edge player. But they have to do that part. They can't just free up the space and extend Gibbs and Campbell and say, we love our guys.
And at some point that bill does come due.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not this year and you can kick it down the road. That's where you start talking about the window being closed. And I don't know that you have to end up with a 4-year or a 4-win season like the Eagles had, but it was the same with the Rams. It's same with the Eagles. It's going to be the same with other teams. But like I said, that window should be closed for a much shorter period than the window is open.
Yeah, once you pay your quarterback, things get dicey, but you still have remedies, and one is going to be restructures. Now, eventually, to John's point, Aiden's deal will kick in. You'll have already restructured Sewell and St. Brown and Goff, and Ali McNeil got paid, and Kirby Joseph. And then you throw in Jack Campbell and you throw in Jahmyr Gibbs. The cap will go up, but only so much. Eventually, you'll run out of space. They have not run out of runway right now.
Yeah.
And they still have all these guys in the primes of their careers. It's just about making sure you don't forget about who you are. You need to be a tougher, more physical football team at the line of scrimmage. You achieve that with this schedule, you'll win 10, 12 games next year. You'll be in the playoffs. You'll be competing for a championship.
And when you do that, and you are in that part of the window being open where you're paying your star players, that's where you need really good, cheap talent. How do you acquire really good, cheap talent? You've got to nail the draft. The first three rounds of the draft have to be players that are contributors.
Yeah, what's really killing them is the 2024 draft.
Yes.
It's early on 2025. Tyleek could turn into something. Ratlidge, a year under his belt, could get even better. They could get some reinforcements in the trenches from the 25 draft. They just were asking too much of rookies for a team competing for a Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, I mean, we could look back at the 2025 draft and say, all right, Tyleek Williams, you know, looking down the road, all right, hey, nice pick. Tate Ratlidge, nice pick. Isaac Teslat, nice pick. So it doesn't. No, again, it's still too early to be determined.
To grade that draft, I agree. But do you get what I'm saying? Is long term, that may pan out, but they were asking too much of rookies. They were asking too much of their internal guys who had never played professional football before. Mm-hmm. And they can't make that mistake again of leaning on their own and thinking we're good. They're going to need to make sure. Those can be supplemental pieces. Those could be minor. If Tate Ratlidge was the worst offensive lineman on the team this year, okay.
Well, he wasn't, but
that's my point, though, is if his rookie year, he was the fifth of five, that's good. But he wasn't.
Right.
Because they had other weak links around him. That's just not a formula to be successful for a rookie.
Right. But if you go in the draft and I talk about contributors and you acquire a left guard or a left tackle,
mm-hmm.
that's great. But then you need to go in free agency and address the center position.
Right.
And so there, you know, like it's got to go hand in hand.
So I think it's a bump in the road, too. But I do the where I see it maybe being closed. I am a little concerned about this secondary. And what if Joseph can't play? What if Branch isn't coming back until four games left in the season next year?
Right. Thanksgiving.
And your two rookie corners from the draft a couple years ago.
Yeah.
What if they're not good? What if one of them doesn't contribute? What that secondary is a mess. Like so you have two messes then. You have an offensive line mess and a secondary mess. I don't know if you can clean up both.
Well, okay, but priority's got to be the line of scrimmage first and foremost.
Yes.
And if I take a little bit of a hit in the secondary, then you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to drop more into coverage. I'm going to play a little more zone. I'm going to try to help those guys out. And it's going to put extra pressure on my front four to win. But guess what? I'm going to invest in the trenches so I can do that.
Well, and think of where we were at the start of the season looking at Terrion Arnold. Terrion Arnold and DJ Reed, the replacement for Carlton Davis.
Yeah.
Along with Kirby Joseph and Brian Branch. You're looking at that going, that's a pretty damn good group. And then all of a sudden, Terrion Arnold is not at all the player that you had hoped he would be. DJ Reed was good till he got hurt and then could never play the same level. And that was early in the season. And then the injuries happened to the safeties. Now all of a sudden, that star-studded secondary has no stars.
Right.
Yeah, what if both are kind of broke?
Well, like, there's
that's,
possibility.
That is a scary place
to go. You dealt with an Achilles, but it's different playing in the trenches versus playing in space.
Right. And I mean, like, so this is why when we talk about Pistons, we talk about the Celtics and Jason Tatum. Like, an Achilles injury for an offensive lineman is much different than it is for somebody that's quick twitch, explosive. And when you're thinking about Brian Branch, like, I still think he's going to be a really good player. A lot of that has to go to mentality. It has to go to, you know, his football IQ, all of that stuff. But instead of being the Swiss Army knife in the secondary, now maybe he is just simply the strong safety.
Some of the text coming in. Guys, the window slammed shut, nailed down, painted it closed when they signed J-Mo and Joseph. We were a team that was acquiring talent and assets. Now we're shedding it. Another one, the window is closed unless Brad goes and gets four free agency moves, an all-pro center and tackle, an all-pro edge rusher, and another defensive lineman. Then he could redeem himself of his stupidity.
Okay, well, in one offseason,
it's not happening.
It's not happening
now. A message to those that think the window's closed. Windows are made of glass. If you're doubting the Lions, get ready for us to break through that closed window. Well done, Costa. The blowhards all calling the Eagles out. Guys, you're not the Philadelphia Eagles. Go Birds, Ben in Farmington.
No, we're not. We haven't won a Super Bowl. We haven't won a Super Bowl.
I know. Let's get to Jacob in Plymouth. Jacob, good morning.
Hey, guys. Last year, Holmes laughed about getting pressure from the defensive end or addressing the front four. Outside of Adrian Hutchinson, Brian Branch had more sacks than anyone else on the defensive line in the front four. They have not addressed years.
Let's back up, because I think
Al-Qadim Muhammad had double-digit sacks.
He was a linebacker. I'm talking front four, a three-down defensive lineman, a defensive end. You can look at the stats. He had two. The next guy is 1.5 sacks, and I forget who it is off the top of my head.
Al-Qadim Muhammad is an edge defender. He's not a linebacker.
But he was going in at linebacker, and they were always, always having the blitz. That's why they were getting beat so much on third down. They were constantly in blitz, so they were either going to get screwed by blitzing, and if they didn't get to him, and especially when your secondary is hurt, if you can't get to someone with your front four ever, you're going to be in that position.
Jacob, I don't disagree with a lot of what you're saying, but I just that stat's wrong. Al-Qadim Muhammad plays defensive end. He's not a stand-up linebacker. Your point about him not being an every down player, I'd meet you there. He didn't play half the snaps this season. He was a situational player, but he situationally played on the front four.
Yeah.
So his stat doesn't work, but
no.
The point is a reasonable point to make. They didn't get pressure consistently with their front. Time to pressure. It took too long to get home. That they didn't have better every down answers. These are all fair points to make. I just didn't want us to get hung up on, is he a linebacker or defense? He's a defensive end, but he played only situationally.
Well, yeah. I mean, it rose a red flag when he said it was Adrian Hutchinson.
I just wanted to just gloss over that and try to get to the meat of the point. But yes, you and I did exchange a look.
You know, maybe you should stop with the Head and Shoulders commercials and focus on.
I saw that again this morning, and I'm like, that's not a great one. But he got paid.
Anyway. All right. We've got Dear John coming up at 7:35. We've got the two grand slam after Heather's news. That's next. 97.1. Tell you about KG Law. Guys, when the roads are like this, you're going to have more car accidents. Snow and icy roads. You're going to want to call KG Law if you're in a car accident, because Lawrence KG will make sure you and your loved ones get paid big for your injuries. KG's uniquely qualified to fight for you when you're injured in a car accident. He's won more than $100 million for his clients, and he'll win big for you. KG will make the driver that hit you accountable, and he'll fight their insurance company to get you every dollar you deserve. 877-KG-CARES. That's K-A-J-Y. Visit kgcares.com.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a paper listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
All right, before we get to the two grand slam, Heather's got the news.
I sure do. Oh, you guys, a Kroger in Orion Township, one that I frequent quite often, is closed temporarily due to mouse poop.
Oh, no.
That was found on shelves throughout the store.
Oh.
Yeah. So shoppers who show up at the store, it's located on Baldwin, will find a note on the door that confirms they're closed, at least for now. So officials say they received a complaint made on December 8th. And an inspection found mouse droppings on multiple aisles, including the pet food aisle, the bread aisle, and other sections of the store. So the store was apparently given until December 30th to address the rodent problem. But the store failed to meet that deadline, resulting in this temporary closure for this week. Shoppers there, some are surprised, some are kind of grossed out, saying like, oh, I'm going to avoid this store for a while. Others are saying, hey, stuff happens. They're taking care of it. It's going to be okay. And Kroger has released a statement. They say, you know what? As soon as we found out, they addressed the problem immediately. They're working with a pest control company. They have implemented strict sanitation protocols, and the safety of everyone is of the most importance.
You just close the store down for one night. Roomba will take care of it.
No.
Yeah. That wasn't the report originally.
Yeah, they will Roomba take care of it actually, or I don't know. Last year, the number of murders in Detroit dropped below 200 for the first time in 6 decades.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
According to city statistics, Detroit recorded 165 homicides last year, the fewest since the city had 125 in 1964. Also a 19% decrease from 2024. Also, non-fatal shootings declined, carjackings plunged, violent crimes dropped, and property crime fell as well. And during a press conference on Wednesday, Police Chief Todd Bettison said that what they're doing in Detroit is working. And in 2026, they're going to double down. They're going to continue to invest in crime prevention, enforcement, and technology.
So to ask a question I'm sure there's no answer for.
Oh, boy.
In those decades, does it say which year was the highest?
Oh, I'm sure there's a first. This article does not.
Okay.
But yeah. I'm sure you could easily go and see that.
Okay.
But I could probably look that up for you if you'd like,
okay.
John.
No, that's
next,
okay. Yep.
Next news segment, I'll have that. Hey, with the Super Bowl and the Winter Olympics right around the corner, it's going to be a busy month for sports fans and also for Mike Tirico. He is going to be busy. So in his first Super Bowl play-by-play assignment, he's going to call Super Bowl 60 from Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California. And then basically once the game is over, he's going to shift into Olympic mode. And then he's going to host NBC's Primetime in Milan from the field. And then
Incredible.
Obviously continue on from there. And he's done this
amazing.
Before, this like double dipping
he's talented.
Hosting duty.
Yeah.
But this time as well, though, he is also the network's lead NBA play-by-play announcer. So he is going to be even busier.
Just keep putting more on his plate.
Mm-hmm.
But he does a great
Can't
job with everything.
Down.
Yep.
Good for him.
1974.
There you have it. Thanks, John. See, I told you could. I'm sure if you just a simple yes. Google, you could easily find it. Yeah. What was the number then?
Some report 801.
Oh, wow.
And there's another one that is 714. So somewhere in that, 714.
Six, seven range?
No, okay, don't say it.
somewhere in there. Yeah. Hey, U.S. shoppers went all out this holiday season. Online shopping and spending hit a record high, with customers spending $257.8 billion online from November 1st to December 31st. That's a 6.8% increase over last year, and also sets a new e-commerce record. I mean, it doesn't surprise me. Everyone is shopping online.
Yeah.
They also say mobile shopping hit a new milestone, bringing in more than $145 billion. That's where most people are doing their shopping. Mm-hmm. I mean, which is, I felt it. I wanted to go to the stores, and I did. I did do some shopping. But now with the kids at home, like, I was just busier than ever, and online shopping was the easiest way to get gifts.
I tell you, some malls, though, now it's hit and miss. Like Somerset was crazy around the holiday. But if I went to the Oakland Mall, it was me and a couple tumbleweeds.
Been to Oakland Mall in a long time.
Yeah, the Oakland Mall's, it's been
seen
a while.
Better days.
Yeah.
Which is sad.
Yeah.
But it's because people are doing
this. Yeah,
the
online stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. This is some odd news. The world's oldest Twinkie is turning 50 years old.
Oh, wow.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, so a chemistry teacher in Maine opened a Twinkie as an experiment for his class. This was in 1976. They were studying like food additives, and somebody, a kid, asked how long a Twinkie would last. So they opened it, and it was sitting on his, you know, I don't know, by the chalkboard for years. And now it's in a glass case, and it's still at the school. So when the teacher retired in 2004, he handed the Twinkie down to a former student of his, who now is like the dean of the same school. So that Twinkie is in her office, and it doesn't look
edible.
No, no. I mean, it's still, you can tell the form, the shape of it is a Twinkie, but it is just, it's discolored, it's dried out. It's
shriveled up a little bit.
It's gross. And actually, the teacher kind of joked that they're a lot alike.
Yeah.
Old, gray, and flaky.
Yeah. That happens with age, I guess.
Yeah. Hey, this is your chance to win $2,000. Give us a call now at 248-539-9797. I guess I've got another odd news story, if you want to hear one quickly before we play the two grand slam. I guess this is a huge thanks to whoever pours through data, because it must have been a pain in the butt, because there's a writer at defector.com that went through the government's official database of ER visits to find the funniest things that people got stuck in their butts last year.
And
I'll give you a couple.
So this is a government agency.
It is. So this is official.
Oh, it's official.
A turkey baster. A shampoo bottle.
Is that a slip and fall?
Sure. Nails and screws. Highlighter. Baseball.
A baseball.
A baseball.
A coat hanger?
Ouch!
A pair of pliers? A penny? Ooh. A sandal? A doorknob?
A doorknob?
A corncob pipe? And a button nose? An egg?
Egg? Frosty, that's not where it goes. Yeah,
exactly. I was going to say, Santa and Mrs. Claus getting a little freaky.
A bunch of uncooked pasta.
Uncooked pasta? It seems like it would break.
Depends on the kind, John.
That's
Marfully.
You silly Jerry.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, the list goes on and on and on. It's quite extensive. All right, Who are these people?
A turkey baster. Really?
Thank you for that. That's
You're
Heather
welcome.
With the news. It's time to give away some money.
All right, let's give away some money. The rules of the game are simple, but the game itself is pretty tough. Our contestant is going to get 60 seconds to answer 10 questions, $25 for each question answered correctly, $2,000 if they can get them all right.
Let's get to Jason in Harrison Township. Jason, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Doing well.
All right, Jason, you know the rules. If there's one you don't know, you can say pass. If there's enough time to it, we're going to get back to it. You ready to play?
Yes.
All right. Here we go. Who do the Miami Hurricanes play tonight in football?
Oregon.
South Lyon Oregon. Is located in this Michigan county.
Pass.
Who do the Red Wings play tonight?
Pass.
Who is the current starting quarterback for the Ole Miss Rebels?
Pass.
Who is the men's head basketball coach at UConn?
Pass.
What is the capital of Maine?
Augusta.
Who wears jersey number 77 for the Detroit Red Wings?
Pass.
Who played Thanos in Avengers Endgame?
Pass.
Cade Cunningham played at this college.
Pass.
The Arizona Cardinals fired this coach on Monday. Oh, man. Oh,
well, I
Jason.
Can tell you none of the right answers were pass.
But he did get one right.
Yes.
He did.
You got one. 25 bucks.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for playing, Jason.
That was a tough one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jason would like to second
yes.
that. We'll get you on hold. We'll get you, make sure you get your 25 bucks, and we'll go through this for everybody else.
Ouch.
Wow.
Follows the news story. Ouch.
Yeah, ouch.
So let's start. Oh, that's it. Two Grand Slam on Thursdays is brought to you by Feminidio Law. Get David, get paid. Let's go through these. At least he guessed on the first one. Got it wrong.
Who does Miami play tonight?
It is not Oregon. It is Ole Miss.
Oregon will play Indiana on Friday.
Big Ten matchup.
Yeah. This one we were talking a lot about off air. South Lyon is located in this Michigan county.
This is a tough one.
You would think
Oakland.
It is Oakland, but you would think it's
Livingston or Washington.
It's kind of the edge of Oakland County.
Yeah. I wish you would have guessed.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Just give it a try, at least on that one.
Yes, there are no counties named Pass.
Who do the Red Wings play tonight?
Canucks.
Yeah, it's kind of a forgettable matchup. Who is the starting quarterback for Ole Miss?
Oh, shoot. Pass. Chambliss.
Trinidad Chambliss. See, it was one of those, if you knew the first one, you probably knew this one, but if you didn't know the first one, you weren't going to get that one. All right, we're on to question five. The head coach of UConn men's basketball.
Danny Hurley.
Mm-hmm. Capital of Maine. He nailed this one.
Oh, yeah, he was all over the capital. Augusta.
Salvation. He got one right. Mm. Who wears 77 for the Red Wings? It's that big Swedish fella.
Yeah, Simon Edvinson.
Yep.
Not
nicknamed Pass. Tom, I feel like you've put this in the Two Grand Slam before. Who played Thanos in Avengers Endgame? You must love Josh Brolin.
Yep.
Cade Cunningham played at this college.
Oklahoma State. I'm surprised that he didn't get this one.
And the Arizona Cardinals fired
you?
This.
You are?
Yeah.
You're really surprised?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. After he passed
my shock
seven
face.
Times.
That's why he passed so much. Are you really shocked?
Jonathan Gannon was fired by the Arizona Cardinals.
That was the final of the 10 questions. You get 10 questions, Tuesdays and Thursdays, a chance to win $2,000. Better luck next time. Your next chance to win is on Tuesday at 7:25. Coming up next, it's Dear John. It's 97.1.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
All right, your prompts for today. Wine not, regretful wedding, the birthday present, and $5,000.
Okay, a lot of different directions this could go.
Send yours in, dearjohnjansen@gmail.com. That's J-O-N, dearjohnjansen@gmail.com.
Right. Why not, why not?
Let's start with the why not. Dear John, over the holidays, we had a big party with some family friends. I brought over a bottle of wine. Sorry, I was trying to understand if they were hosting or they went to a party. Anyway, I brought over a bottle of wine as a thank you for hosting. It was a hosting gift. It was good stuff. My brother-in-law is a sommelier who gave it to us last Christmas. Oh. We're not really wine people, to be honest, and we wouldn't really fully appreciate it. So at the party, my brother-in-law noticed the bottle on the counter and kind of cracked a joke about us giving the same bottle last year. So I laughed it off, but I think he could tell that we re-gifted it. Did we do something wrong? Is that a faux pas?
Oh, so his
I might have read that really poorly.
The brother gave it to them and then they re-gifted it
to someone else as a hosting gift.
Yes.
No, I don't think it's wrong. You know, if you're not, like, I would think the brother would know, even though he's the sommelier, that they're not wine people. And maybe he's trying to give them something special. Hey, if you want to get into wine, this is something really good. If they're not wine drinkers, they're not going to drink it, and they can gift it. Like, it's yours now. Give it to whoever you want. I don't think there's any issue with that.
And I don't even think it's disrespectful. I think it's you know, it's a good gift, and you're going to take his recommendation and give it to somebody who would appreciate it.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with regifting things like this, a bottle of wine. I would feel uncomfortable by it, knowing I was regifting something that was given to me by somebody who was at that same party. It would make me feel uncomfortable, but I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Yeah, I mean, okay, maybe there is that uncomfortable moment where he comes up and says, hey, is that the same bottle? Yeah. Oh, yeah, we dusted it off, so it looked new.
I'd feel bad, but
No big deal. Regretful wedding. Dear John, my fiance and I recently decided to get married quietly. No formal wedding. I swear I didn't write this, guys. No formal wedding.
No rings.
It says just vows. Her brother married us. The only witnesses were her mom and her oldest son. The entire ceremony lasted maybe 5 minutes. Because my brother and sister live a distance away, and because this didn't feel like a wedding, air quotes, I didn't think it was necessary to involve them or ask them to travel for something so brief. I truly believe they wouldn't mind, and I didn't want to waste their time. Well, afterwards, I shared the news, and instead of congrats, they were hurt and upset I hadn't told them beforehand. I've apologized many times, but it doesn't seem to be enough. Where do I go from here? Signed, feeling regretful.
Well, I would think that you would feel regretful. It may have been a short event. That's a big moment in your life. And for your family to be excluded from that and not even have the option to say, hey, you could present it prior to, hey, this is going to be a quick, 5 minute ceremony. We just wanted to get it in, get it done and move on. It's a huge moment. I think you should at least offer the opportunity. If you would like to come into town, this is when we're doing it. It's not going to be a huge wedding. It's not going to be a beautiful event.
But people do like a courthouse deal where they just go sign a paper.
Sure.
And you don't owe anybody anything. If that's what you want to do with your partner, your family's got to get over it. It's not about them.
I think they will all get over it.
They
what
will
do you do
eventually,
now, you
yeah.
just continue on living your life like you ought to. Your family will get over it. I do understand them being disappointed.
Sure.
Like, maybe you could have at least told them.
Ahead of time, yeah. I agree with that.
Like, we're just going to do something small. It's going to be really quick. There's not going to be any vows. I want to let you know we're going to do this.
Yeah, so you don't blindside
yes.
him. But I'm not,
right.
he shouldn't have had but to throw message, a bigger wedding to compensate
oh, no,
no,
for
no,
them.
No, no, no. But it's not going to be a bigger wedding if two more people are there.
Right.
Like, that was more, the message was sent was, we didn't want you there. That I think is more of how yeah. the family is taking it. But yeah, I mean, moving forward, right? It's just, hey, they will eventually get over it. It's always going to be one of those things, though.
Yeah. Well, maybe you can laugh about it someday. Hopefully.
Maybe.
Yeah. They say time heals all wounds.
Yes.
Not sure that's always true, but.
All right, John, this is a birthday present. Dear John, I'm writing about my husband whose birthday is coming up. Normally, when I ask him what he wants, he doesn't say much. We go out to dinner or I'll get him a wallet or new clothes. This year, however, he asked if I would do a boudoir photo shoot for him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Chicka-wow-wow.
It's yeah. expensive and I don't feel super confident right now. We have kids. We had him a couple years ago and I haven't lost all the weight. How should I handle it?
That's a tough one because obviously you're not going to be in the room alone. There's going to be a photographer there.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, I mean, I guess the initial question is,
is she hot?
Is she hot?
John.
She doesn't feel hot,
but
her husband thinks she is.
Right.
Maybe he could be the photographer.
But now you're talking.
Right. Like why?
Yeah. Yeah,
save
why?
Okay,
money.
I'll put on this outfit for you and you can take some pictures or just take a picture in your mind.
Yeah,
it'll last longer.
I don't know. Then again, yeah, I don't know. I understand the request. It's a weird request.
It's a weird request, I think. Okay. I think it's normally a woman would go do it and then be like, look at what I did, sweetie.
It
like,
normally comes from
yes,
her.
Yes, like her
yeah.
idea,
it's a
her
weird
wanting
ask.
To.
Yeah,
it is.
Well,
like
then
to John,
then,
I would
yeah,
never.
But then the dude is going to ask, well, who took the pictures?
Maybe.
Yeah, but you.
But there, it's
a professional photographer
yeah.
who does it as a business.
No, I know.
But I wouldn't ask as a guy.
I wouldn't either. I mean, the way that you put it, like that would be unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, I did this for you
yeah.
and, you know, but yeah, I mean, you can ask, but the conversation has to be, I'm very uncomfortable doing this. And then he would say, okay, you know, hey, then don't.
I
don't want to make you uncomfortable.
You.
Yeah.
Heather, how would you react if you got asked?
I would be shocked if Colin asked for this. He doesn't need to ask for a photo shoot. He's got the real thing. Like, it's just ridiculous,
oh,
right?
Boy.
Like, he doesn't need the pictures. Right here.
All right, we got one more.
Yeah.
Last one, $5,000. That's a lot of money. Dear John, over the holidays, our in-laws were very generous and gave us a gift of $5,000.
Wow.
Spend it as we want. My first thought was we could pay off some of our debt. We owe a few $1,000s in unpaid credit cards. It could be a nice reset for the new year. My wife wants us to get out of the cold and take a family trip to Mexico instead. It's her family that gave the money. She wants to do something fun instead of something practical. I think it's a mistake. How should I approach it?
So something fun versus something practical. I think with $5,000, you could do both.
Good.
I really think that, and you should. Like, life needs to be enjoyed. Not everything has to be practical. And I understand if there is something coming due and you don't have the money for it, yeah, you're going to have to take care of that. And it saves you, and now maybe you're able to save money instead of paying credit card fees. You're able to save money to do something fun. So one can set up the other. But with $5,000, you know, hey, pay down part of that credit card, and then, you know, the two of you go on, do something fun. And it doesn't have to be a grand trip. It could be a lot of different things.
I totally agree.
I think I think there's so many people that get caught in always trying to do the practical thing. And then years down the road, you look back and you say, I wish I had done more fun things, especially with the person you love, the person that you said I do with. Like, that is the individual that you need to continue to build those memories with. And don't miss those moments or those opportunities that present themselves that you didn't expect in the biggest moments of your life.
Just sit down, have a conversation with her. Talk to her about how you're feeling. I mean, that's what it said. How should I approach this? It's a gift for both of you. You guys are married. Yes, it came from her family, but it's still for both of you.
Yeah.
And just talk to each other about it. And $5,000 is a lot of money.
Yeah.
Look, the credit card debt, that the interest on that is a problem. If you could take care of it and still have money left over, you can still take a trip. That's the compromise. Right. Now, it might not be as lavish as, you know, a 5-night stay at a resort in Mexico, but...
Or, like I mentioned, you pay down the credit card with that $5,000, and instead of paying the credit card fees, that's the money you put into a little bit of an account to have some fun in 6 months or in a year.
But she wants to do the trip now. So that's the fight you'd be fighting, is you'd say, if we pay off the credit cards, that's money we could put towards a better vacation than Mexico. You'd have to make it worth her while at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You can send them in, DearJohnJansen@gmail.com. We do it every single week on Thursdays. J-O-N, DearJohnJansen@gmail.com. It's Dear John, 97.1.
At First Merchants Bank, they believe that the real value comes from building strong communities and strong relationships. With their new branch opening in the Fitzgerald neighborhood of Detroit, First Merchants Bank is excited to offer a banking experience that's welcoming, attentive, and dependable. Their easy-to-use, secure, and highly rated app makes everyday banking a breeze, allowing you to manage your accounts on the go and keep an eye on things and make sure everything's going where it's supposed to go. Their local attentive bankers are your partners in success. They take the time to get to know you, give sound advice, and provide solutions that work for you. In fact, it's exactly what they've done for me and for my family over the years, so it's obvious they're my personal financial partner. With a passion for fostering community development, their team is committed to helping you and your neighborhood prosper. Experience the difference of banking with an award-winning bank that truly cares about your financial journey. All you have to do is visit firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald to learn more about how they can help support you as well. That's firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC.
Pistons picked up a win last night. No Cade Cunningham. It was Isaiah Stewart with a career high last night. Look, this is what the Pistons do. No nights off. Even when they're missing somebody, somebody else steps up. That's why they're pacing for 62 wins and sitting in first place in the Eastern Conference. We got some response to Dear John.
Uh-huh.
Says, you pay the credit cards off, then use the credit cards to go on vacation.
I mean, yes, you could.
It's the same.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
Sounds like they've been having plenty of fun. If they're $5,000 in credit card debt, that's his wife's problem now. Yikes.
Huh. Wow.
Look, not everybody's doing great. I mean, bills add up.
Things are expensive.
And if you can't make the payments and you got to live life.
Well, especially with this one coming right after the holidays, right? This is where the credit card bill is going to be due here sometime mid-month.
Yeah, if you got kids, you don't want to tell them, well, we're not going to have the Christmas
that you had hoped for.
You'd hope for. Yeah. We'll pay it off later.
Well, now that's on Santa.
They have a chance to pay it off or take the trip. This text says, take the trip to Mexico. The debt will come back. You can never replace the memories. Guys, I'll never understand the credit card question. If you pay off your debt, then guess what? You can take more trips without any stress. You got to pay the cards off first. Still trying to convince my wife the same thing.
It's, I mean, there's always that tug and pull of the financial, what are you guys doing financially? And as long as you have conversations and you're on the same page, or you at least understand what's going on, all of those conversations become much easier.
So like every relationship has a dynamic. Like, do you have a spender and a saver? Do you have the practical one and the fun one? And it's working together so you guys are both happy.
Mm-hmm.
$5,000 is a lot of money.
Yes, it is.
So they could certainly make the most of that. Okay, some more response. Heather stole my idea. I was going to say, buy the guy a Polaroid camera. Should lead to a memorable night, Roy in Clarkston.
There you go.
See?
Yeah.
There you go. He'd have the photos. It'd be taken by him.
All right. So as I was thinking about during the break, what if the shoe was on the other foot? It just seems weird. Like if...
You're hey, sweetie, I'd like you to go take some photos for me.
In your tiny whities.
That's weird.
That's weird.
It's a weird request.
Very, very weird. So I think you have to then... if that's how I would feel, if I was asked that question by my wife, then why would I expect that reaction from her to be any different?
You shouldn't.
No.
And no, it's a weird ask. You shouldn't, but I will say this. One body is more beautiful than the other. There's no, I don't necessarily think there's any question about that. Yes.
No question. I think most women do those photo shoots for themselves. It's a way to make you feel beautiful. You feel confident. And then it's just a bonus to be able to show your husband.
Yes. Like,
yeah, the ask shouldn't come from the partner.
Yeah.
It's something you should want to do on your own. Hey guys, regarding the photographer, you should know there's such things as female photographers.
Yep.
Which then leads to the next question.
Another response on the wedding, the very small wedding that they regret because the family's upset they didn't know and weren't invited.
Yes, yes.
Says, I agree with Costa. People elope all the time. What's the difference? Family needs to get over it. Dennis and Alan Park. My wife and I had a small wedding. My uncle, who was a judge, married us, and my aunt was there. My mom and our two girls, that's it. We told everybody about the wedding ahead of time, but said it was going to be small, and we would FaceTime live it. Worked out well, Paul in a truck.
Hmm.
Is the difference that you gave a heads up?
Live stream it?
Yeah.
Yeah, the difference is that you gave a head up, that it's not a surprise. But I do think, like, you could also say if money is the big issue, that why you want to have the small wedding, I think everybody in your family would understand that. And say, hey, if you want to travel in here, we're going to the JOP. If you want to stand on the courthouse steps with us, that's great. But we're not doing a big event.
You just want to be in the loop. You want to know.
Yeah, you want to know. You don't want to be surprised. Hey, we got married yesterday. Really?
Post on Facebook. Just married. Wait, yeah. What?
Exactly.
When did that happen? Literally yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, send them in. We talk about it every week. Dear John. For the new year. Can't wait to see what people come up with.
Oh, I know. Yes, it's. We always get a little boost at the beginning of the year with some of those emails, and there's a lot of things that have happened over the holidays. New relationships, maybe family situations. So hey, send them our way.
We got Ross Tucker coming up at 8:02. Get some of his thoughts on what the Lions have to do this offseason and also preview Wild Card Weekend. John, we talked about it. Wild Card Weekend's going to be great. All these close games, it's expected to be close games in a wide open field.
So we have the college football playoffs tonight,
mm-hmm.
and we have college football playoffs tomorrow night. And then on Saturday, we have the NFL playoffs, again on Sunday, and again on Monday night. There are 5 days of all the best teams at every level of football.
And stakes. They're all elimination games.
Yeah.
Win or go home. And there's no shortage of storylines. Like tonight, Ole Miss Miami, we're talking about Trinidad Chambliss. Can this insane run continue?
Without their coach.
Without
half of their coaching staff.
The distraction and guys who are working at LSU and all of this. And on the other side is Miami, who's a 10 seed. Is Miami back, right? The fantastic defensive front they have that overwhelmed an SEC school in Texas A&M and Ohio State in the last round. So you have a great storyline tonight. Then tomorrow it's a showdown in the Big Ten, albeit a rematch, but these two teams that are on a collision course, these
neutral
juggernauts.
Site.
Yeah.
Yep. And Indiana obviously went out to Eugene and won that first matchup. So it's what has Dan Lanning done between then and now to make his team better and more competitive in that game? What is Indiana going to look like as the stakes continue to raise? They've got the Heisman Trophy winner, Big Ten champs. They beat Ohio State. They beat Oregon. All of these different things are leading up to it. And let's not forget in terms of the Miami Ole Miss game, the days before the final poll came out, Miami wasn't even in.
Right.
They were 10 seed, but they weren't even in.
It was a final day. Will they, won't they?
Yeah, they jumped over Notre Dame, and Notre Dame decided to opt out of everything.
Mm-hmm. But you're going to get a great title game either way. Like, if it's Ole Miss, it's a great story. If it's Miami, they weren't supposed to be here, didn't think they'd be here. And then you're getting Indiana, who's undefeated, or Oregon's quest for their first national title. Dante Moore, local kid. Like, there's so many storylines.
I would love to see Indiana Ole Miss.
Me too.
I think that involves, so when we did the Thursday touchdown, it was, who you're rooting for. And I talked about Ole Miss and the fact that, Lane Kiffin screwed them, and now he's taking most of their coaching staff. those kids are at a huge disadvantage, but they are overcoming those odds. That would be a great story. Same thing with Indiana, even though they should, you know, perception is that they're still the underdog because it's Indiana. There's been no football legacy ever.
Well, it's
at Indiana. And in 2 years, Kurt Cignetti has them possibly playing for a national title.
And it's funny because he like rejects all of the underdog narratives. He's like, well, why? And it's great because, but it's the contrast because he's made them believe and transform them. At the same time, a lot of these guys are JMU Sunbelt players or Fernando Mendoza. The stories are well chronicled. The guy's driving around all over the country for football camps. Please, someone notice me. I can play football. When they added him in the portal last year, it wasn't seen as, well, they just added an NFL star, the guy who's going to win the Heisman and go number one overall. They are a team of underdogs.
And how about every single team that is here, and whether or not, you know, Kiffin is still there or not, he's the one that built this team. All four of them are Nick Saban assistant coaches.
Yep. One All point or another. Them. Yep.
So that coaching tree is paying off for a lot of different schools outside of Alabama. And it's funny that Alabama is the one school that doesn't have a Nick Saban assistant.
Hilarious. By the way, Pete Golding was also a Saban guy, so it still holds for Ole Miss. 97.1.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.